Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, with today's update for February 6, 2026. Bitcoin has plunged toward the $60,000 mark amid intense selling pressure. Over the last 24 hours, Bitcoin liquidations have totaled $2.7 billion, erasing gains made over the past 15 months. This sharp drop has pushed market sentiment to extreme fear levels comparable to the FTX crisis. Ethereum is also under pressure, nearing three-year lows as liquidations increase, driven in part by a large loan backed by 2.3% of AAVE tokens cascading into forced sells. Meanwhile, the stablecoin USDT sees shifting liquidity with Tron surpassing Ethereum in USDT dominance. Turning to market structure and policy, U.S. Treasury's Scott Bessent criticized what he terms crypto nihilists, resisting current market structure legislation, suggesting eventual convergence between banks and crypto products. Separately, Senator Mark Warner expressed frustration as efforts to revive a stalled Senate crypto market structure bill face delays, adding regulatory uncertainty to an already volatile environment. Institutional pressures are mounting. BlackRock's spot Bitcoin ETF hit a record $10 billion in daily trading volume, highlighting peak selling activity and signaling possible market capitulation. Crypto treasury firms are reporting large losses amid the downturn. Strategy recorded a $12.4 billion loss in the fourth quarter, with its share price hitting an 18-month low. Similarly, Tom Lee's Bitmine is reported $8 billion underwater as Ether fell below $2,000, although Bitmine appears to be accumulating ETH despite the sell-off. Publicly traded crypto treasury firms face increasing risks of bankruptcy amid these deep losses across Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana holdings. Altcoins face their own challenges. XRP led declines with a 15% drop despite recent legal clarity from its SEC settlement and some institutional interest. The broader crypto market, including Ethereum and Dogecoin, also saw significant losses, with institutional exposure waning. On the corporate front, Gemini announced it will exit the UK, EU, and Australia markets starting March 5, 2026. Shifting accounts to withdrawal-only status due to regulatory pressures. In a regulatory milestone, Bitwise filed an SEC registration for the first Uniswap-focused ETF, signaling growth in DeFi-related fund offerings. Looking ahead, key levels to watch will be Bitcoin's ability to hold above or recover around $60,000, alongside ongoing ETF flows and institutional positioning for signs of stabilization or deeper downside. The interplay between regulatory developments and market structure legislation will also remain a significant factor shaping sentiment. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.